This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3029 for Thursday, the 12th of March, 2020. Today's show is entitled, At Union Station with a Train Delay, and is part of the series, Soundscapes. It is hosted by Archer72, and is about 6 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is a soundscape while waiting for a train at Union Station.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, this is Archer72, and I'd like to thank HPR for providing the servers to record to.
This was at Union Station in Chicago at the Metro Tracks.
And I thought it was interesting because even at a train station, you have to rely on servers to keep the trains running. And at this point in time, they went down for about 15 to 20 minutes. To make a train delay.
Milwaukee North Line and West Line passengers, due to a server failure, there are no inbound or outbound trains moving at this time. We will keep you informed as we receive more information. Again, Milwaukee North Line and West Line passengers, due to a server failure, there are no inbound or outbound trains moving at this time. We will keep you informed as we receive more information.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
This has been Archer 72. Thank you for listening. Remember to support free software. Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.